This is program number ALW-2309. Well, let me tell you some astonishing things today that's happened in the wonders of man. Hi, this is Larry West. Usually, 2,000 volts is the electrical charge given to a man who sits in the electric chair. That's all it takes to stop his respiration and circulation. Back in 1955, though, Charles Kirkpatrick accidentally touched a live wire carrying more than five times that amount, 11,000 volts. His legs were badly burned, and his left leg actually had to be amputated. He was unconscious for 2 weeks, but the surprising thing, the astounding thing is, he lived. Back in January 1942, a Russian lieutenant named Kisov fell from his badly damaged plane. He fell 22,000 feet, and he actually survived. That's 4 miles. He fell on the edge of a ravine blanketed with snow, and because he struck it with a glancing blow and slid as he landed, he was able to live through it. Of course, he was badly injured, but he even actually returned to his duties. Not falling from nearly that height, but high enough, Flight Sergeant Alcamade in 1944 fell 18,000 feet and survived. He jumped from his blazing bomber over Germany. But he broke his fall on a fir tree and then continued downwards into a knee-high bank of snow. More astounding than the other fall, his damage was nil. Jose Silva of Bolivia, now this is most astounding, you may not believe it, but it's true, had an argument with a Siriono Indian one day. The Indian marched off, put an arrow in his bow, pulled it, and shot it at Jose. Well, the arrow actually lodged in Jose's face. It entered near his temple and came out near his nose, and he lived. In fact, he wore that protruding 4-foot arrow 11 years. After it happened, he refused to go see a doctor for several months, and when he finally did, the doctor wanted immediately to take it out, of course. Jose, though, fearing the pain it would take during such an operation, refused, so he wore the thing. He got used to the startled glances of people passing by, and it was only when he was on his deathbed 11 years later that he finally requested a post-mortem extraction. He wouldn't feel it then. And the reason he wanted it out even then was, and this was at his request, he didn't want to face his maker in such a grotesque way. You know, it's incredible what astounding things have happened in human history. I wish I had time to tell you more. They're interesting. We like the strange and unusual. The most astounding thing in all history of man, though, really, it's something that happened about 20 centuries ago. It's not just that a man went to a cross one day and died for other men. While that may be somewhat bizarre and unusual, history is filled with men who die for others. It's not just that the man who died on the cross that famous day was a good man, somewhat of a magical man, one who could do a few tricks to heal people of their sicknesses. It's not just that he was able to do a most bizarre thing of raising people from the dead. Now, that hasn't been done since. It's pretty bizarre. But as unusual as that is, it's not just that he was able to put life back into a dead man's body. The most incredible thing in all of history is that the one who marched to the cross that day was not just a man. God, Almighty God, the creator of all the universes, the one who sustains all things, makes it all hold together simply by the word of his power. I mean, all he has to do is just speak, and it's created. It's held together. All-powerful, all-knowing, that everywhere in all creation God got down on his knees one day and put on corruptible flesh and marched to a cross and let men nail him there. God became one of us. Now, so it's a familiar story to you. Sometimes what becomes familiar loses its bizarre effect. Still, it's the most astounding, remarkable occurrence that's ever happened in the history of man. God became one of us and went to a cross and died, all because he wants you and me in heaven. Think about that one today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it we talk about why this remarkable thing happened. I'd sure like to send it to you. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.